if you're somebody who is about music, then you might want to check out an event that is going to be taking place the 25th from 12 noon to midnight. We're talking about 12 hours of entertainment. And at the center of this will be our next guest, none other than the cousin himself, Johnny Drama. Johnny, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you, Kevin Tachi?
How goes the battle?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be 12 hours of pure funk. Actually, I just got back from New Orleans. We're shooting an hour special on the band, the Wahlburger rap I wrote for the actual show. I was down. Mark's going to direct the video. It should be coming out sometime in January for the beginning of the fifth season for Wahlburgers. It is completely crazy funny.
How much love are you getting in the show this season?
This season? I get love all the time.
That's
just that I'm always in crazy predicament. You know what I mean? Especially with my sidekick, Nacho. And Nacho is actually in the video, and, you know, Kevin, it's unbelievable.
I have to tell you, I have to find a way to make it down to this event. I didn't get a chance to see you last time when you were at Memorial Hall, but I heard great things, and I was watching you. I don't know how you did it, but you were kind of letting folks know what was going on. You were on social media, getting the word out and getting folks in through the doors. I'm sure you're going to be doing the same thing on July 25th.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. Like you said, 12 to 12. 12 hours of pure funk down there. And it's actually the first time Plymouth's done something like this. And I'm actually so proud to be a part of it. So we start off at the old Antiquarian House. Mm-hmm. Down next to Mamma Mia's. It's called the Hedge House now.
Yep.
Formerly the Antiquarian House. And we're going to start down at noon and go till 5 o'clock with bands going, you know, doing I think I have 4 bands going outside. Starting at 12. And it's going to be crazy. And then we go inside. And, of course, we're headlining. We go in last. And we got a bunch of bands on the inside going from 6 to midnight.
Plus, I hear there's going to be food. And there's going to be a celebrity chef somehow involved in this.
Yeah, we got Chef Ray Alonji from Hell's Kitchen.
Wow.
And it's going to be incredible. So we got some food going on. We got, like I said, pure funk going on for like 12 hours. So it's something that actually Plymouth needs. So we're going to funk Plymouth up.
Wow. Now, what is your set? You're just doing one set, or are you doing multiple sets?
No, we're going to actually, we have, like I said, we got bands going in starting at 7 o'clock, you know, with Cornerstone going on at 7, and then Third Lap. These are a couple of bands that are from Plymouth. Mm-hmm. And then we got the famous Thaddeus Hogarth going on at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
And then we actually go and close the show from like 10:30 to probably, you know, whenever they kick us off. But we'll do, you know, a good hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes of music.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. You got to make it this time, Kev.
I have to make it this time.
And
I definitely
bring
have
everybody,
to.
Everybody out there, all your listeners, please come and join us. It's going to be crazy, crazy fun. It's going to be a beautiful event. And just, you know, bring your towels, bring a change of clothes, because everybody's going to dance. It's going to be sweaty, funky, funky, sweaty.
Hey, kind of tell folks who don't know, what are some of your musical influences? What are some of the bands that have influenced you throughout time that maybe they're kind of a mixture into what you perform?
Well, we have the legendary Dinky Dawson, our sound man. And, you know, he's anywhere from like any. The Mama and the Papas, I mean, Fleetwood Mac, Elton John, Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, the genre, it just goes on and on, the influences, you know. So, you know, yeah, Aerosmith, Boston, I can, you know, stay all, you know, Toto, you know, everybody. All of those are my influences. But, you know, we're now into some good funk right now. So we took back the 70s. The old school, you know, we do a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire. We do a lot of, you know,
George Clinton
groups.
Bootsy Collins, George Clinton.
No, not Bootsy. I remember the telephone bill, though. We had some good stuff for our back. You remember Bootsy?
Love
Bootsy. Baby. The only one in Rhinestone Rocker, baby bubble. I want to sing it to you. Wire me up. Oh, yeah, Bootsilla was crazy. But
wow.
See, even bands like that influenced you. You know, you remember all of those guys.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about our era, Kevin, is that we were blessed enough to see him, you know, actually perform and not just making up music and trying to put samples together.
Yeah, don't you kind of wish that we could have kind of a music revolution like we saw in the 70s?
Well, that's why you got to come down on the 25th, because we're trying to put it back.
You're trying to
We're trying to bring it back. And that's why we got all the other people that are trying to do the same thing we are. You know, we got a couple other funk bands down there. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring the garage bands back. You remember when you were a kid, everybody had a garage band.
Yeah.
And that's why Drama put his funky entourage together. Like I told him, Marky had the funky bunch. I had the entourage. Now I got the funky entourage. You know?
I got to ask you. I mean, the Entourage movie came out this year. How thrilled were you to see this thing hit the screens?
Well, you're going to see how thrilled I was, because we shot the whole red carpet all around. We shot Wahlburgers around the red carpet of the Entourage. So I was out there with Kevin Dillon. You'll see. I don't want to give a lot of stuff away, but
no.
You'll see a lot of the action and interactions from a lot of the cast members and stuff like that, and, you know, little friends of mine that you'll see us at the actual premiere filming. So you'll see a lot of it.
Is there anything we are overlooking other than the fantastic music, the awesome barbecue that we're going to have from Raymond Alonghi, from Fox TV's Hell's Kitchen? I heard something about the Foodzilla on Wheels truck. Is that going to be there?
Oh, that's a restaurant on wheels. The Foodzilla is always with Drama. Trust me, the Foodzilla is always with Drama. Ready to do some burgers, ready to do anything we had. Last time we had the Foodzilla there, we were blessed enough to have Paul Wahlberg from the Wahlbergers doing
right,
his own,
right,
and he
right.
actually created a Drama burger for the event, which was an Asian influenced burger. It was an incredible burger.
Wait. What is on a Drama burger?
Well, he wouldn't tell me. He said, "Don't worry, Drama, you're going to like it." So you're going to have to actually ask Paul.
Really?
But I knew it was some kind of pickled. He had some. I don't know what he actually had for the ingredients, but it was delicious. It was incredible.
Yes.
Anything Paul puts together is usually incredible.
Now, is this something that's been a featured burger at Wahlburgers too, or just for that truck?
Not yet. It was just he actually invented it for my event, which was the first event at Memorial Hall that we had, and that was he created that burger for that event specifically, and it was a Drama burger.
What is it about Memorial Hall that you love? Because, again, another event that you're having there, as well as down at the Hedge House.
Well, it's not the Memorial Hall per se. It's about that. If you know Plymouth, that's about the only place that can accommodate the number of people
that you bring.
That we actually draw. So it's not like, you know, we have a long loving, which we do. I love the Memorial Hall. It's right across from St. Peter's Church. My church, but it's just a place that can accommodate us and accommodate a lot of people to have a good time. You know, the worst thing to do is to go see somewhere, you know, where if it's 200 people and there's, you know, 300 people and nobody has a great time. So we want everybody to be able to, you know, have a spacious, you know, room, maybe a lot more room than we need, but actually have enough room to have a great time and, you know, see a great event, as opposed to, you know, just being in love with the place.
And Eric Christensen has given me permission to give away a couple of pairs of tickets.
Absolutely, at least.
Two pairs of tickets to this fantastic show. And we're going to do that when we say goodbye to you, Johnny. Anything you want to say in closing, my friend, in regards to this fantastic show that you're going to be doing on the 25th, which I'm going to tell you, my co-host has been sitting here quietly. It is going to be his birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy. Is that Ray? Is that Ryan, the one I was talking to?
No. It's actually Miles. Miles is my quiet co-host, who's kind of... He's my guest co-host, because Joe Rossi wasn't here. Joe was here last time when you called in. And,
all right, Miles.
Miles, how old are you going to be?
I'll be 25 on the 25th.
Wow. Oh, yeah. God bless you. God bless you. He's a youngster. Well, happy birthday, my man. God bless you. And make sure you make it down to the show.
Johnny, if somebody wants to find out more information other than what we have talked about this evening, how can they do that?
Loretta LaRoche Productions will let them know everything.
Okay. So, listen, my friend, I want to thank you so much. I'm going to look forward to seeing you on the 25th. And we'll hang. And I want to thank you for joining us this evening.
Kevin, thank you so much. You're a great host. I love you, my brother. And WATD, Drama's always loving you.
All the way. There you go. It is Johnny Drama. And what we're going to do is we're going to... Ryan, I'm going to let you get involved in this. We're going to give away two pairs of tickets. And we'll kind of do a quick rundown as to what's going on here. But what callers? How many? Because I know Lisa and Rob in the morning, they're like, callers 8, caller 9. What caller? Give me two caller numbers if they call in that they can win tickets.
We'll do caller number 3 6.
Okay. So caller 3 and 6 will get a pair of tickets. Ryan's going to grab your name. Correct, Ryan?
Correct.
And what we'll do is that's all I need. Just your name. We'll go from there. And you'll get to enjoy. This is a day-long event. Starts at 12 noon. And it doesn't let out until midnight.
Oh.
And as you heard Johnny explaining, that you're going to have a bunch of local bands. Bring a blanket. You are going to have a celebrity chef who's going to be serving up some great barbecue. You're going to have Plymouth's very own Foodzilla will be there. I mean, this is going to be a great evening. Now, I want to give you an idea here. It's www.llppresents.com, where you can call 1-800-838-3006. Okay? We want to wrap this. Let's have those folks call in now. College 3 and 6.
And call that in. Is at 781-837-4900.
That's the way to get it. And we'll talk to you next week at 6:15. Until then, have a great evening.